dietitian Calva Weeks emphasized the importance of eating healthy when recovering from COVID-19 or while battling the disease. She stressed that proper nutrition and hydration are vital.
So you have to eat a variety of fresh, unprocessed foods every day to get the right amount of vitamins, minerals, dietary fiber, protein, and antioxidants your body needs. Drink enough water, reduce the intake of sugar, fat, and salt to significantly lower your risk for things like being overweight or obese is also a risk factor with COVID, having heart issues, stroke, or diabetes. Everything kind of ties back to COVID. Let me first say is that there's no special food or there's no special diet for COVID. Research into COVID and nutrition is still developing and still growing. But one of the things that they know for sure is that persons who tend to get COVID, it's one of the major things is in terms of the dehydration. So that's why we're promoting the guidelines firstly, because we want to encourage persons to have a balanced diet, right? Once you have a balanced diet, even though you get COVID, right, your immune system, the whole goal is how fast would your immune system be able to recover. So some persons, and that's the thing with COVID, some persons may be walking around with the virus and they don't know, right, because their immune system is a little more robust and they're able to be, it's probably fighting the virus much better. But some persons may develop symptoms. Of course, if you're in the high risk group of being diabetic, hypertensive, I forgot the renal patients as well, right? All these persons who have cancer, persons who are overweight, if you have asthma, all these are considered high-risk groups.
And that is community dietitian Calva Weeks. In the region, the Haitian government has cancelled Carnival this year due to the ongoing coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic that has killed 804 people and infected 29,715 others in the country over 2 years. And St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip Pear says the government has extended and slightly amended the COVID-19 protocols as the active cases and deaths in the country remain too high. On Friday, St. Lucia reported 140 new cases of COVID-19, 7 new COVID-19 deaths, and 1 more COVID-19 related death. The latest figures push the total number of COVID-19 deaths to 261 and the total number of COVID-19 related deaths to 80. And in the international arena, as a third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic begins to take hold across Indonesia, there are questions over its use of China's Sinovac vaccine after a series of studies suggesting the most commonly used COVID-19 vaccine in the Southeast Asian nation is no match for the Omicron variant of coronavirus. On Friday, the country recorded 32,211 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, the highest official number since the Delta wave began to fade in the middle of August. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.